Praised be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord tells the people of his hometown that the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled in their hearing. And it remains fulfilled in our hearing as well. We are the ones who Jesus came to set free. The captives that need liberty. The ones who are oppressed and who seek freedom. This is precisely why he came, to set us free from our sinfulness so that that we'll be able to worship God, in spirit and in truth. And like the people of Nazareth, many today refuse to fully accept the message that he preached, because the message that he preaches isn't necessarily an easy one. St. John reminds us that we're commanded to love God because he loves us. He sent his own son into the world. That's what we heard yesterday. But now he tells us that whoever hates his brother does not love God. Now, at this point, there's not a few of us who might have to start getting a little bit worried, because most of us probably carry some resentment in our hearts, some kind of difficulty with another person. Although we insist that we still love God, even though we don't particularly like this or that individual, in other words, we love God, but we don't want to do everything we're commanded to do. Well, we'll do what's comfortable, but not what's demanding, just like the people of Nazareth. We're amazed at our Lord's words, but then, we find ways to rationalize our way around them, because we don't really want them. They're beautiful, if we look at them objectively, but they're very demanding when we look at them subjectively. And so, we sit back and we come up with all kinds of excuses, like, that's just an idea, a goal, but it's not very realistic. Jesus doesn't really expect that of us. I don't know. St. John tells us that it is a commandment, not just an ideal. It's not just some pie-in-the-sky sort of goal, that our Lord's throwing out there. It is a commandment, and we are required to follow it. That's what he's asking of us. So, if there's anything we're holding in our hearts against another person, we need to forgive. It doesn't mean to say that we need to suggest what they did was okay. It means we need to let it go. We need to be free of the shackles, that are holding us bound because of our unforgiveness. We need to find the liberty that Christ came to give. You know, if we find that we don't really want to grow in holiness, that we don't really want to do his will, then we need to look at our faith. If we proclaim faith in Jesus Christ, we need to put it into practice, to live what we profess, you know, to do what he has told us to do. That's the challenge that's laid out before us. Not simply to marvel, you know, at our Lord's words and be attracted to them from a distance, but to accept them into our hearts and to put them into practice so that we will truly love God and all those around us. May God bless you and Mary keep you.